Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. A new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can.
Good evening. You're on the air. We're waking up with Linda Mac Shan. How's everybody doing out there? Yes, today is Tele Tuesday. And we have Stephanie Haynes coming on with us talking about moving forward. And, of course, Miyoshi Marie. And her topic is playtime is over. You know they're going to give it to you today. You know we're humanitarians over here. We have big hearts and great love. And that is felt by all people and all things. So before we get started here, we're going to talk about what's vital. And vital are wisdom, tenacity, and self-expression, as well as a strong life force that makes all things possible. This is why we have to struggle to win and never, ever be defeated. I hope all of you will maintain an alert, winning spirit in your work, daily life, taking courageous action and showing triumphant actual proof time and time again. You know, here we're about education. We stress unification and the importance of collaboration. And it takes all three of those things to make things happen. And to my change agents out there, I want you to continue to do what you do. You know, do your homework on your history so you have some facts behind you when you have to state your place there. And I'm going to play you something, just a little bit of something, until Miss Stephanie Haynes joins us here. You know, we have, like, big ideas and big organizations and big dreams, and we have to make sure that we keep all that moving forward. You're on the air. We're waking up with Linda Mac Shan.
I keep forgetting things will never be the same.
Stephanie Haynes, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm okay. I know it was a busy, crazy day for you doing family stuff. We really appreciate you coming on. So we have you talking about moving forward. We'll make it quick. I know you guys are still doing that family thing. So what are you going to share with us this evening?
Hi, how you doing, Miss Linda? Yes, I'm doing fine. Yeah. I forgot today I was on doing a family retreat with my grandbabies.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have to take care of the babies.
During this pandemic, you know, we got to make sure their mental is good and emotional state as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so today is about moving forward. And we just talk, you know, how can we move forward? You know, after we broke away from everybody's expectation, we talked about that last week. Now, how can we actually just move forward with our life? Now, seeing, being able to see things with our authentic eyes, meaning that we took off the mask, you know, so now we can be able to live authentically about not having to be swayed by anybody else's thoughts,
okay,
or being expected to do anything with another individual like for us to do, but just to be ourselves and be able to speak authentically and assertive about what we want and need.
Okay.
So, I have a question.
Okay.
What is going to take for you to be able to move forward? What's blocking you? What's keeping you from not reaching out for your goals? So, like, sometimes we have the stumbling blocks, right, to keep us from moving forward. So what are some of those things that keep us from moving forward? You know, for example, you know, for those who have had their children early in life.
Okay.
And they probably thought, okay, since I have my children, I cannot follow my dream. I can't move forward to really reach out for what I want. You know, just thinking about you, Linda, how you move forward with your educational career, right? How you went back to school, you know, got your BA, you know, your master's, you know?
Right.
And knowing you, I know you're going to go out for that doctorate, right?
I'm giving it some thought. You know, I'm kind of tired of this right now, and it's a good thing. I kind of like that handle on there. Persons have been calling me Dr. Mac Sean for years, but I'm really giving it thought because I'm going to have to spend some time with my youth, you know, and getting out into the communities and things. Community, that takes a lot of work. That takes a lot of effort.
Mm-hmm.
And so my vow right now is the youth and the community and unifying and bringing about, you know, change, working with the change agents, making those
mm-hmm.
changes happen out there. So when you have to get into those books, that's like deep. So I'm really weighing it out here. Once I get everything moving and everything is clarified and persons have their positions and taking on their responsibilities, then I might give it some thought. But right now it's the community, it's the youth, and it's like fulfilling that vow, and then we'll maybe go to the next level, okay? I'll let you know.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I have some questions for you. Like, for instance, when you went back to school,
mm-hmm.
was there something that you have to push, you know, push open to be able to move forward, to be able to, you know, to acquire your goals?
Well, when you say push open, no, what I had to do was to make sure that I stayed focused. And it's hard to stay focused when, you know, you have a lot of things that you're doing. You got to take care of, you know, your family, your relationships, and, you know, again, there's that community. but you have to make the determination to stay focused. It takes focus. I'll give you an example, and I hope my students are listening out there. You know you have 3 chapters to read, okay? So I mm-hmm. have to set up I work on a canvas. You know, everything is on a canvas with me. So if I know that first chapter has 50 pages, I break those pages down into sections. I'll read 20, 20, 10. Or, you know, I count my pages and I break them down. And I set a lot that time aside to do that chapter that's going to be comfortable for me. I don't like stressing. You know, a lot of people work at the last minute. I'm more so of a planner. So I would say my biggest thing was keeping that focus, learning how to say no, reflecting back on persons that were attending school and I was not in school and how they would say, oh, no, I can't do it. I have to get this chapter done. And I'm saying, oh, just take an hour, and when you come back, you'll really be able to knock that out. But after I got into it, I would reflect back on them, and they were sort of like my driving force because I never forgot their focus. So that kept me focused. So I would say my biggest hurdle was staying focused. I didn't have any problem with anything else, and just staying there, just making that determination no matter what. And not to be defeated, no matter what. And not putting off anything, taking responsibility for everything. So that was like my journey. And it was like fuel, you know, because you have everyday life that you're dealing with. Those that have children, I don't have the children, but I do have children because I'm dealing in the communities. You know, I'm dealing with residents. I'm dealing with tenants and things, and those are children. So you have all of this stuff that's happening. So you have to learn how to stay focused and set up a schedule and do not deviate from it for no one. And that's how I got through. It was easy pickings for me. Never got stressed, always determined to complete, and most of the time would complete all of my assignments ahead of time because I believe in crisis management. So that's how I moved forward. And then after you go through life and you get, we go through what we go through, the battles, the setbacks, the hurdles, the ups and the downs and things of that nature. And because if you stick to your faith is what's going to keep you balanced. So I could say I was focused and balanced. And that's how I moved forward. Still doing
excellent. All right, great. I mean that's great. You know, just like, you know, being in a bad relationship, right? Mm.
Yeah.
You know, moving forward from that, you know, having that ability to look at a situation and say, you know, this is not good for me. This is not healthy for me. You know, so how you move forward through a relationship that is not good for you, it's not healthy, it's not, you know, you're not growing, you're just stagnant. Remember, we talked about that on last week, you know, being stagnant, right?
Right.
So we don't want to be stagnant. So how we can move forward from a relationship that is toxic, that you're not growing from it, you're not benefiting from it, you know, not having the confidence to leave or to speak or being assertive in your communication with your partners or even with family members. You know, sometimes we can be, and, you know, family, where you're not able to flex your power or be in your power or stand in your power
mm-hmm.
because of not being assertive or having that confidence to move forward in your life. You know, so it's not always about relationship, but also your family, also your community and your workplace, you know. Are you happy? Are you growing? Are you prospering? You know, because every area in your life has to be in balance where you're growing, you're moving. You know, it's just like water. And that's how we want to flow in life. It's just like water.
Yes.
Fluid. You know, and when you're not able to be able to move that way, then you have to ask yourself, what is keeping me from moving forward? whether in your workplace, your relationship, your family, and also in your community. You know, especially with this pandemic that's going on right now, and everybody, you know, kind of shut in, and, you know, things can get tough. Mm-hmm. You know, and this is where the true colors come out, because now you allow these individuals more than ever because you're shut in or sheltered in. So these are some questions you need to ask yourself, because once everything opened up, then you have to ask yourself, you know, do I go back to these bad relationships? You know, how about my job? Is this really what I'm supposed to do? You know, how long, you know, did I need to be in this particular job to be able to say, okay, I'm done here?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because they say, you know, when one door closes, another door opens.
Definitely.
Right? And sometimes we get stagnant because of the fact that the fear of stepping out into our greatness, as you say, Linda. I'm always seeing you saying step into your greatness, right?
That's right.
So how do you step into your greatness? And that's about moving forward when you step into your greatness, because now you're leaving out that all this toxic, you know, the things that you outgrown, that you're stepping into something new. You know, so it's something that, you know, you can examine yourself about. It's to really find out what it is that I need to do to step forward in my life.
Right.
What is that? What is that is in my way that's keeping me from really speaking my truth, standing in my power, knowing my worth?
You're
going to say something,
Linda? Yeah, because we had a caller to come out, call in, and she wanted to know that question, and we're touching in the area, you know, and then the question was, you know, moving out, how do you move forward when you how do I move forward when I don't know which direction to go into? So that's a person that has to do an assessment, the same thing that you're talking about now. They need to
and
assess their situation, assess, you know, some people are yes people, and some people are, how can you put it, some people are yes people, some people go along with the crowd. We have all types out there.
Right.
When I sit down and I assess myself, I can only speak for myself. I like to summons up, because if you don't know who you are or what you're about, you can easily be led. And my person is not that I mean, I'm a good follower, but I'm also a good leader. And in order to step into your greatness, you have to sit back and assess that stuff. You have to say, okay, I'm devoting time over here. I'm showing dedication over here. Am I being appreciated for that? So in order to find out if you're being appreciated, you have to know what appreciation is. You have to know how to appreciate yourself. So that's one form of assessment. I'm listening it down and talking to the lady that asked the question, because each one of us is different, but you're hitting it, because it's about assessment. It's about, okay, like you say, am I going to go back into that relationship, or why am I here? Why am I afraid to take the step? When we talk about stepping out of bad relationships, I flash back years, and I remember my grandmother telling me about my mother. My mother put my sister and myself on her shoulder, and she stepped, okay? She stepped, and I don't think she had 25 cents with her, but she stepped, okay? And every time I would get into a relationship, and it was not going in the way that I felt it should go, it was no longer any good for me, I would flash back on that story about my mother, and I would step. And I didn't care if I had a dime, a quarter, or what. I just knew it was time to go. Because once you go out that door and take that step, you're going to be pushed along the way. But if you don't ever take that step, you'll never know. And there's going to be individuals out there to tell you you can't do this, and you can do that. And then I'll flash back and share another thing. I hope the young lady's listening. If not, I'll email her back and let her know what we came up with, is that if when you know and I know a few people, when I walked across the stage and flipped that path from the right to my heart, as they say, and the person that came to see me that had been knowing me for over 30-some-odd years, she was walking behind me. She said, "Somebody must have told you that you couldn't do it." And I fell out. I fell out. I said, "Now, this lady has been watching me for years, okay? And she knew what type of temperament, she knew my personality, she knew what made me tick and what didn't make me tick because she's known me a long time." And she said, "Somebody must have told you you couldn't do it." And every time I go into that stalemate or have a question or run into that brick wall, you know what we say about brick walls, when you run into a brick wall, you know it's something on the other side of it, so you're doing the right thing. So get on through that brick wall, okay? And that, those type of things. So I kind of like reflect back on, I would say, experiences and realizing what others have gone through and sort of not put myself in their situation because we're all different, but I sort of like use it as a stepping stone, use those metaphors and things. So with this young lady, with her question, you hit it on the button. You have to sit back and make assessments, and you have to know who you are. And you cannot let anybody tell you who you're supposed to be. See, that's where the problem is. And us, even with the situation now, Stephanie, with all of this stuff that's going up, these change makers out here, things that need to be changed, I told them to do some history, go way back, I mean deep, deep, deep history. And the reason why you have to dig back into that black history and really know it is because it's a certain design that's set up out there. And if you know it from way back, 15th, 16th, 17th century, see, we started with slavery here, but what happened before slavery? And when I talk to young adults, I have them do homework. Come and tell me the story about it. Now, what do you think about that? Now you have something to work with. You got a little bit more facts, so it gives you a different spin on what you're doing. See, right now, if you don't know, if you didn't walk in the shoes or if you didn't hear the story, it's still going to be confusing to you. But if you understand the flow of it, it's not, a lot of things need to be changed and a lot of things need to be restructured and rewritten, okay? And once those things happen and that focus happen, you'll see some better. You know, it's no such thing as that's the way it used to be and that's the way it's going to stay. No, that's the way it's been, but that's not the way it's going to stay. And in order for it to change, a change maker has to go in there and dig real deep. So with this young lady trying to move forward, if she doesn't know what step to take, she has to sit back and do some assessments in order to do that. Because once you take that step, you're going to either swim across that river or you're going to drown in the middle of it. And it's up to you how you want to do it. But you'll never understand it until you jump in the river. Am I correct?
That's true. You know, doing that assessment is very important. You know, especially, you know, when you don't feel right in your spirit.
Right.
And you know that, you know, the dreams and the goals and desire that you have for yourself, and then you allow other individuals to come into your space.
Yes.
Your environment to keep you from moving forward towards your goals.
Yes.
You know, and I can speak up for myself, you know, because I had to do an assessment, you know, just recently. You know,
okay.
After, you know, my father passed away, right, in 2009 or whatever. I was on my way to become a, you know, a doctor.
Right.
You know, sports medicine. That was my goal, my, you know, my desire to become, right? But 10 years has passed, and I became everything but that. You know, I don't know, but needless to say, And I sit back and you know, and I remember I made a goal, a vow, I would say, back in 2010, that I would spend the next 50 years of my life being a what would I say? Yeah, the next, my mind just went blank for a moment. Let me come back here now. For the next 50 years of my life, I would take my time and support women and girls, you know,
right,
to reach their highest potential. And that was right. My goal. So that sports medicine, for some reason, was not a part of that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't my dreams or my desire. But what my mission and my karma was, it was helping young girls and women reaching their highest potential.
Okay.
Mind, body, and spirit. And that's what I have been doing for the last 10 years or so.
No, Stephanie, I beg to differ with you, and I hate to cut you off, but no, you've been doing that. I've known you longer than 10 years, and ever since you've been doing that.
Well,
you might have been. Yes. You might have been talking about sports. Yeah.
I've been doing it for over 30 years, actually as a profession of my life, actually getting paid for it. It's been like 10 years or more. Right? But yes, you're right, Linda. I've been doing this for a long time, over 30-something years, right?
Because I'm not going to go into the story, but when you say sports medicine, because you've always known how to heal yourself, no matter what injury you received. I mean, I was there. I was witnessing that, okay? I've seen you dance with a hole in the bottom of your foot and never miss a beat because it was mind over matter. So that sports medicine, you were training your life because sports, you're an athlete. You know, you're an athlete for life. But I will say that as long as I've known you, you've always been working to have women and young girls and anyone that's in your present reach their highest potential. That's why you're on here with Waking Up with Linda McShann, because we have to get these people woke. And on that note, I know I see my babies. I don't see them, but I know they want you to get on back over there and have some more shrimp with them. And you know, Miyoshi Marie is coming on, and her type of the day is playtime is over with. So I cannot wait to hear how she gonna bring it, because you know she tells us what's up. But Stephanie.
Yeah.
I don't want to cut off, and I know we're moving forward, and I know you're working through a series of things. So are we going to go into this next week with continuing to move forward? And I can post out some more questions out there and see if we get some more questions coming
in.
Yes, we can. That young lady, I would like to tell her, according to Stephanie Haynes and moving forward, is like sit down and assess yourself. So, Stephanie, we're not going to hold you. As we going to bring Miyoshi Marie in and let her tell it and let you get back to those babies and tell them all I love them. Enjoy yourself. Be safe out there. And I know you're keeping it all in the family. So on that note, we're going to say goodnight to you. Thank you so much. And keep the word out there. It's about self-assessments. Am I correct?
You're correct.
Okay.
Have a good one. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Stephanie. Thank you so much. Enjoy yourself, and I'll be speaking with you. So we'll go into series part number 2 next week with Moving Forward. We have a lot to go into. Love you.
All right.
Good night.
Love you, too. Good night.
Miyoshi Marie, what's up with Linda McShann? How are you this evening?
I am doing amazing, Linda. How are you? Happy Tuesday, everyone.
I love your voice. I hear you dancing. I see your smile through your voice. I know you're doing amazing. I know you enjoyed your holiday, and I know that barbecue was good, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was good. Not barbecue, but the crab legs.
Oh, crab legs.
I'm a seafood,
okay,
I'm a seafood type of girl, if y'all don't know. I love me some seafood.
Okay. All right. Well, when this is over, we're going to sit back and dig in those crab legs and crack it. I like to have my meat already. I don't like to dig for it, but, you know, I'll sit down and have a few with you. So this evening, our topic is going to be playtime is over with. I cannot wait. How did that
yes,
topic come about?
As I always say, I can only speak about my life. I can't speak about nothing else. But just for me in this moment, and with everything that's going around worldwide, you know.
Okay. Okay.
And just individually and collectively, I just believe, like, playtime is literally over. If you don't have any significance in life or purpose to live and you're just not doing anything, you are wasting time. Because literally, we watching the news every day. People are going out every day. We seeing everything that's going on in the world. And if you don't have anything significant to do as far as change, if you're not in leadership, as far as being an entrepreneur to buy up your community instead of allowing other nationalities to do it, if you're not doing anything to be a part of the movement. And when I say movement, I'm just not talking about a movement with, you know, the Black Lives Matter thing, because that's important too. I'm just talking about individually. If you don't have any substance to do, you are wasting time. You are wasting breath, because literally playtime is over. If you, if we come into 2020 and you're still the same, then that just means you're ignorant. And you wasn't paying attention to what's really going on. Because everybody has been slowed down to watch and see what's really going on in front of our face, in the middle, and in the back. So for me, when I say playtime is over with, for me, I mean for me, it's like save money. You know, I need to save money. I'm looking into investing, you know, the money that I am saving as far as like stocks and things of that nature, me really being purposeful towards my mission and my vision as far as faith, my nonprofit, changing it up, trying to figure out, doing strategies or trying to figure out what I need to do for my community, because right now is a very important time and very important, you know, for human beings right now. And I'm just like, wow. You know, the time is out. It's like an hourglass, literally. And if you end 2020 with no savings, no significance of, you know, a plan of, you know, no goal of what you want to do, you have wasted time. You have completely wasted time. And if you're around people that comes into 2021 still the same, you do not need to be around them.
No.
Because you need to be around people that's going to build you up, strengthen you, and encourage you to go out there to do what you need to do.
Yes.
Not somebody that's just going to sit up in a circle and talk and gossip and waste time all day. Because clearly, playtime is over with. I can't stretch it not even so much farther. Because for me, playtime is over with. I'm like, girl, if you don't have no money saving your sheet, literally, I look at myself in the mirror, your ass was wasting time. You know what I mean? If you're not really putting your best foot forward in your work and trying to figure out new strategies and being creative in this moment to, you know, if kids don't go back to school, what can you do? You know, putting new creative ideas out there and strategies to continue to move my business forward, continue to build the new generation and continue to strengthen my community as a leader, then I have wasted time. I have wasted a good amount of time, and that's not good. And it's not good at all.
And that's so ironic. I like you say, you know, when I don't like to use wasted time. I like to use run out of time, because like mm-hmm. you say, 2020, it is the attention getter. And in more ways than one, and you stop and you think about it, and everybody's in the same, everybody's going through the same, only in different ways, but we're all in it together.
Exactly.
So why is this stew pot being set like this, you know, and it's on the stove to cook, to have like the carrots and the squash and the whatever you want to put in there. Everybody has to bring something to the table.
Absolutely.
In order to bring something to the table, you have to surround yourself in those type of arenas.
Mm-hmm.
If you're with the people that it's me and they're all about themselves, and oh yeah, you're there, but you're only there for a purpose. Are there for their
mm-hmm.
Their convenience, you have to step back and mm-hmm. sort of look at, like you say, your real purpose and what is the meaning
right.
of all this. Like you're about leadership. I've been in leadership all my life, of some form of leadership, you know, and more so starting with myself. But I just had to go into that arena, and that's what pulls me. And in order to be a leader in the community or with anyone, you have to also be able to be a follower. And in order to be a
mm-hmm.
follower, leaders are followers and followers are leaders. But like you say, you and I both are in the community. What can be done? I'm looking at the young adults. Okay, you know, I'm not technical over here. I had to get with the program, okay? Because
right.
I might need to, you know, I had to pop up that screen and get up there, because I might have to teach class on just who are you, okay? So you need to be ready to be able to deal with the situation, because if I can sit down and speak with you and direct you coming from a strong leadership role, because my thing in leadership, I'm change management. So I like to go in and see what we can fix here. Okay, and what kind of change so that we can make to make a win-win for anybody. But that's in the corporate world. Okay, that's where the focus was. But now the offices are changing. Everybody's working from home. So like you say, you have to put your head together to figure out, okay, what is my purpose here? So someone said, I might need you to teach a class, and I need you to send me some topics. I wrote down 16 topics in 10 minutes. That scared myself. I say, damn, you know all
that's
that?
That's a lot,
okay.
Linda.
Okay, and that was just on a whim. They frightened me, because you never
mm-hmm.
stop and think and take out time to understand all
yeah.
that, because you're here, you're there, but I have always known not to get caught in a box. So you can't box me in. I might
yeah.
go to the north, south, east, and west, because it takes everything to do everything. So they say, well, what is it that you can't do? I say, well, let me sit down here and think about it. And once I tell them the story of coming up as a young child, like my mom say, playtime is over with. I never had playtime. She said, you better learn a lot
mm-hmm.
of things to do, because you got a mouth, and every job you get on, they're going to fire your ass for your mouth, okay? So you learn a lot of things. And she was right, Miyoshi, because I'll pull you to the
right.
side and tell you how I feel about it, okay? And I didn't care if it was boss, co-worker, sister, brother. You know, I've been authentic all my life. It's like, I don't think so. We need to talk about this. And some people are that
right.
you understand it, and some people won't. So I had to learn how to do a lot of things, because I had, when
yes.
one door closed, I had to turn that doorknob and do another one. But it amazed me to see that list that I put together in 10 minutes that I never sit down and think about, because you just do.
That's amazing.
You know, you just
yeah.
do,
and
it's
kinda...
like, I'm sorry?
No, go ahead.
No, you just think about it. So I'm sharing, when you say purpose, and when you say, okay, what is it about? When you go through life, you said investments and things of that nature, you know, if you know about the markets and all that, investments
right.
are great. You have to know which investments to make. It's a lot of things going
right.
out there. But with my synopsis of everything, because I've sold everything from pork bellies to mashed potatoes, okay? So the Wall Street is nothing to me. I'm very, very familiar with Wall Street, but I also understand how it works. So when you say the word investment, is making the right investment. But my focus, since I'm a country girl, and I've been crawling under houses all my life, beating on that pipe, you know, with my grandfather and stuff, I know a lot about housing. And so no matter what I do, no matter which direction I go, and when I'm in the community, it's about that dirt with me, because when the world runs out of dirt, we won't have another world, okay? You have to have dirt. Yeah. So investments are very, very good. So what's blocking that, as Stephanie just talked about, what blocks you? Well, when you go in life, you have situations. We think you need this. We think you need that. But after I made that list and got frightened, I said, well, you know, you got a great purpose here, and you don't know which way to go with them, so I guess you better get busy and just check them out. So when you say community improvement and 2020 is an attention getter here, and playtime is over with, it really is. You cannot play with your life. You cannot allow anybody to play with your life. And nor can you allow anybody to control your life. And that's where the problem has been here. People want you for their benefit.
And over the past week, I was talking to an elder, and one of the questions they asked me was, do you have any investments? And the conversation came up because I always wanted to invest money into stock.
Mm-hmm.
And it came up about, you know, stocks and bonds, and I'm very mm-hmm. interested in it, even though I don't have too much education about it.
Mm.
So it was very ironic that this elder was talking to me, but also kept alliterating that he and his wife have all these talents, and they, you know, they have a business and all that, mm-hmm. but none of their children are interested in what they do. So if they were to be deceased, nobody would continue to keep the business or their legacy going.
Right.
So it was brought to me like, well, why wouldn't you want to just have another opportunity just to have something under your belt? And I never really thought about that. I never really thought about other criteria to make money and to, you know, invest. And this is an elder talking to me. And one mm-hmm. of the things, and I always love to go sit with Mr. Mulligan and Dr. Rosie. I love them to death.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things he said is, if you want to be somebody, you got to hang around people that want to be somebody too, or that's not already somebody. You can't hang around losers.
So I love them.
That's what Mr. Mulligan said, and we had a great conversation, and it kind of like opened. I told Mr. Mulligan that I would never be broke again. And just being transparent about my story, I would never be broke again. Never be. When I say broke, I mean broke spiritually, physically, financially, never again.
Okay.
So right now I'm in a point in my life where I want to save money. I want to invest my money, because I'm seeing situations that my parents are not getting younger. You know, it's going to have to be a time where I'm going to have to take care of them. And not just take care of them because of illness, but take care of them because that's what you're supposed to do as a
mm-hmm.
child. You're
mm-hmm.
supposed to take care of your parents.
Yeah.
You know, so I always had that urge in me to, you know, take care of my parents, while also building a legacy, something on a solid foundation that's strong. And I was speaking to a colleague of mine, Yogi, and one thing she told me was attract power. And I was like, wow, that's deep. She said, attract power. And I literally had to write it on my board.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what do you mean by attract power?
Okay.
And the thing that she said about power is, people think that power is basically authority.
Mm-hmm.
Power doesn't always necessarily have to be authority. Power could be anything that you want it to be,
mm-hmm.
as long as you attract that.
Yeah.
And I was just like, wow, that's deep. So all
wow.
I want to do right now in the stage of my life, and no, I'm not perfect. I'm a very imperfection person, but I know
right.
I'm perfect because in the sight of love, because I'm created in love. So in that form, I am perfect. But
right.
in human form, I am very imperfect. But I want to attract power, but power and love. because that's what I am. That's who I am. That's what I bring. That's all I can give.
Mm.
But on a solid foundation, and I want to be that, and I want to be that. On a solid foundation, I want to be that power for my family. I want to be that power for my community, for my friends. You know, I want to be that power. And I'm not talking about authority.
Right.
I'm talking about power where somebody can see somebody that was broken and say, wow, that's a masterpiece. That is power.
Right.
That
yeah.
I didn't allow my society, my past, my trauma, any of the negative things, I didn't allow it to break me.
No. And that's what made, that's your beauty.
And that's power. Right.
That is
and that's
power.
Power within itself. So for my listeners, this week, attract power. And when we say power, we mean power in within what I said a couple weeks ago, power that's within your hands. Power doesn't necessarily have to be authority over
no.
someone or something. Power is what you have within your hands. It's kind of like magic.
Right.
Abracadabra.
Yes.
It's magic. So I'm literally creating my life with magic, you know.
Yes, you are.
I literally have changed my mindset about things and views, you know. I'm a Leo, so I like nice things, but I understand that I don't necessarily have to always spend, you know.
Right.
Nice things can be investing in books. I like to read.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, instead of buying me a short outfit, let me go buy me 2 or 3 books, because that's investing mm-hmm. in me. That's the power. You know what I mean? Because investing in me, knowledge is power.
Yes,
so
it is.
So in order to continue to have power, I have to educate myself on different things.
Yes,
so
you
that's
do.
Where I'm at in my life. I'm in a real serious place. Like, no, my priorities. No, I'm not procrastinating anymore. Why? Because I understand where I was 5 years ago. 2015 was not a good year for me. I lost everything. And now
okay.
I'm starting to see that my life, I'm starting to see my life, the universe, is reciprocating everything I have done because I've been faithful in my journey. You know, I'm starting to reap the harvest, like my grandma used to say, I'm starting to reap the harvest that I have sown. And I'm not
That's
talking about
true.
Anything financial that I've sown, but just, you know, giving and being, you know, being faithful and not giving up on certain things and not giving up on myself.
No, you can't. You can't give up on you, because it's you that's going to really make it happen. It's like,
exactly.
what is the sin and not cutting you off? Keep it positive, and you make it happen. And that positivity has to move from within. And in despite of, you know, with your mindset, that's why we're so in love with you, Miyoshi. What's up? Because that's why you what's up. To hear you talk and to hear you speak and to see that constant growth, you know, that constant
mm-hmm.
realization. Some people don't admit to it. Some people don't be transparent with it. But transparency
right.
and authenticity and being real is where what gets you where you go. Because when you can carry those three things, you let nothing stop you and nothing, no one defeat you, disappoint you, oppress you, or anything else, because you already have set your path. Now, some of us take different routes to get there. Some of us have to go 20 steps forward and maybe take 5 steps back. But
right.
when you take that leap, you do what you have to do. My fortune is to surround myself with persons like you. And your mother was absolutely correct. My mother used to tell me, you cannot be a physician in the gym. So if you want to be a physician, you better go hang with the physicians, okay? You cannot hang
exactly.
with the weightlifter. So if you have a toothache, you don't go to the darn foot doctor, do you? So you select your relationships that way, and you get into those relationships. And with your sharp eye, it don't take you too long, August-born child, Leo, again, to recognize
right.
and see. But we have a tendency that people underestimate us. Because of our
mm-hmm.
friendliness.
A lot.
And because of our coolness or whatever they see. You know, we got eyebrows, but we can't see them. But you are at that point and you're on your way. I will not speak with you on it now, But we will sit down and talk about various types of investments, because that's a story I need to share with you privately. But it's several
right.
ways to go out there. Like I said, I am Miss Wall Street. I have been there. Okay, I've been there, been in it, but I wasn't stocks and bonds. I was a commodities broker. So I had to go for the big dog, okay? When you talk about stocks and people say, well, why you want to do commodities? I say, when the world will run out of wheat, we won't have no world, okay? But those are things that came about when you're dealing with stock, and I'll just throw this out here, and we'll talk about this later, and hopefully stocks
yeah.
are moved, and they gain profit according to the product, right? Well,
right.
stocks versus commodities, I'll just share this. If your employees cannot get to work to move that product because they can't get no gasoline out there, then you don't have no product. So who has the upper hand there? That's why I say when the world runs out of wheat, we won't have another world. Stocks move on production. Commodities move on the world. And there's different types of commodities that you have to get in there. There's different kind of players out there. And then one player, you cannot get to switch. We'll talk about this. And I'm glad that you're meeting your elders out there. And I'm glad that you mentioned it, because I'd like to spend some time with you, because you encourage me. So there's number 17 I need to put on the list, because I had forgot about that
right.
too. You know, sometimes you do so many things in order to survive and take your journey, you forget what you can do, because I never like to be boxed in. I don't like to be boxed in any one particular
And I
nothing.
Don't like to be boxed in
no.
either, Linda.
Because, no,
I do not like to be boxed in, because I am a free spirit.
Yes.
I will bite your head off if you try to put me in a square. I am
yes.
never a square. You hear
You're
me,
no
people?
Butterfly.
I am a butterfly. I am a hummingbird. Okay?
Yes.
You cannot
yes.
box me in.
Yes.
I will
yes.
turn on my fire, because I am a lion, and I
yes,
will
you
burn
are.
Your head off. Literally.
Well,
with that being said, I just want to tell my listeners, to playtime is over. If you're an adult like me, about to be 34 next month, oh, it's about to be Leo season, Linda.
We're
coming in our season.
Oh, yeah.
34
yes,
next month. I thank God for it. But it's really time to really save our money, invest our money, really create the foundation that we want. And I want wealth. And when I mean wealth, I'm not talking about money. I'm talking about pure wealth of happiness, joy, where there's no worries about anything. And I want my family to be straight. I want my children to be straight, if God bless me with children. And I want their children to be straight, and so on and so forth. And I want my community to be straight, because I know how it is coming from South Central LA and dealing with all type of issues and trauma.
I know.
And dealing, and what our parents had to go through in the 80s, dealing with crack. So I want my community to be straight, and I just want to be that light for my community and show love and be that broken piece, but also be that masterpiece, you know, at the end, kind of like glory. But this week, you guys, attract power. Attract power. Don't give your power away. Attract it in
right.
any way, shape, or form. So, with that being said, to my ladies, keep your head up, lips closed, eyes open. To my men, stand firm, stand tall, don't fall, stay woke.
Miyoshi Marie, what's up? Listeners, that was What's Up, Miyoshi Marie, and she tells it to us on Tuesday. Miyoshi, I love you. I will be getting in touch
with you. I
love you
too, Linda.
And we're going to have to sit down, because I want to share some things with you. But keep up the good work. Stay on the journey. Don't be discouraged, defeated, and I know you won't. Continue marching out there, you know, because that's what a change maker is all about. And you are definitely
Absolutely.
A change maker that can show others how to make that change. I love you. Thank you so much for sharing with us.
I love you, too. Peace
evening.
And blessings, everyone.
Thank you. Good night.
It's been a while, I'm not who I was before. as it's clear to see. Don't be mad, it's just a brand new kind of me. Can't be bad, I found a brand new kind of free. Careful with your ego, he's the one that we should blame. Had to grab my heart back, God knows something had to change. Thought that you'd be happy, I found the one thing I need. Why you mad? It's just a brand new kind of me. It took a long, long time to get here. Took a brave, brave girl to try. It took one too many excuses, one too many lies. Don't be surprised, don't be surprised if I talk a little louder, if I speak up when you're wrong, if I walk a little taller. I've been under you too long. If you notice that I'm different, I'm taking personal things. Don't be mad, it's just a brand new kind of me. It ain't bad, I found a brand new kind of free. Oh, it took a long. Open, I can finally breathe. Don't be mad,